Maundy Thursday, or Commandment Thursday, is a vital time in this week, leading to the events of Friday and beyond. It occurs during the heart of the great Passover festival of the Jews, not only of Jesus' time, but of all times. Jesus has come with his disciples to Jerusalem, the spiritual and cultural center of the Jewish world. Like millions of Jews before and after, he wishes to be in the holy city to celebrate the Passover. The commemoration of the miracle that freed the Jews from slavery in Egypt. We heard in tonight's reading from Exodus of that initial Passover, when God instructed his people about how to prepare the sacrifice and be saved. It initiates their journey out of bondage. We Christians, of course, have long associated our salvation, our escape out of slavery, of hopelessness, with the sacrifice of Jesus as the Lamb of God. But on this holy night in Jerusalem, Jesus has come to share the holy day according to those instructions from the Torah. We don't really know what Jesus understood about what was to follow on Friday and Saturday and Sunday, but he did seem to realize that tonight, as they gathered to share the Passover, was all the time he had left to emphasize for his disciples his most crucial teachings. He begins by girding his loins and washing the feet of the disciples to emphasize that he has come as a servant. Only then does he bless the bread and the wine and instruct his disciples to continue the practice when they gather together, to witness each time that these simple and basic elements will become for them his own body and blood, the food and drink of salvation. It is a startling echo of the first Passover. He then repeats one of the basic tenets of his teaching, that they must take care of each other. But significantly more than that, they must love each other, just as he has loved them. It is by loving each other that they will be recognized as his disciples. It's not by being members of a particular organization. It isn't by dressing in a certain way or belonging to a particular synagogue. It's by loving each other. Are we paying attention? During the past year or so, I've been concerned about those who refuse to be vaccinated. I know that this is a very touchy and divisive topic, yet since none of us has been in a vacuum, we have found ourselves wondering just whom to be near, how much to walk out of a shop or even eat outside at a restaurant. Those of us who are vaccinated may, in fact, be safe, but we cannot know. Do we love only the vaccinated? Do we fear those who refuse? My own godson, whose mother is a nurse, has refused vaccination. Is Jesus telling me to love him? Yes, I think he is. I won't dwell on that point, but I believe that today, when we have heard our Savior's teachings again, we must seriously examine how we feel about all our neighbors. Pray for everyone, of course, but think of what that means. I'm not sure I'm entirely equipped to tell you. I will say that Jesus did not discourage us from taking care of our own lives. Love your neighbor as you love yourself, he told those gathered this night in Jerusalem. The church minimizes loving ourselves, but it is unhealthy not to. And it also may cause us to neglect all the most positive elements of life. I've often thought that the most unhappy people are those who seem unable to love anybody else, just because they don't value their own worth, their own gifts, their own lives. And sometimes the mental crisis of self-loathing takes horribly tragic avenues, like those exhibited in too many instances of gun violence, and just recently in Sacramento. The church must exhibit love, Too often we sit back and merely applaud the secular movements that stand against hate. How can we convince the world that the church is a place of love? There's so much loud misinformation about Christianity in our culture, some of it offered up by those who consider themselves the only real Christians. Think tonight about what difference this parish makes in your own life. What difference do you want it to make? What difference does the parish make in anybody's life? How can we make the experience and living of a Christian life seem worth entering this place and hearing? Thinking our architecture, how do we comfort and serve those who walk by here every day? Thinking our architecture is interesting, wondering if we're part of Old Town. It's not enough to be here. We've been here about 130 years. We're here and go in peace to love and serve the Lord. We answer, thanks be to God. Just over 75 years ago, at the beginning of World War II, the English poet W.H. Auden wrote in one of his poems, "We must love one another or die." It might sound like an exaggeration. It is not. It is the commandment of Maundy Thursday. Amen.